we are full. And when we are full, that means there are some great deals on dogs and cats available for adoption. And the Summer of Love Adoption Special is going on here at the Animal Resource Center now through August 14th. And we're looking for folks to come in and adopt some of our wonderful dogs and cats, puppies and kittens, and give them a great home.
And so our listeners can find out about those adoption specials on your website. But these adoptions include several things like microchips and the 2018 license for the pet.
Absolutely. It is a great package deal. Every animal that leaves the shelter is spayed or neutered. They are microchipped. If it's a dog, they leave with a 2018 license. They've had at least their first round of vaccinations. They've been dewormed. Puppies and adult dogs come with lifetime behavior classes that you can attend here at the Animal Resource Center. So if you take them home and they need a little bit of extra help, as long as you have your pet, you're welcome to attend our classes, and there's no extra charge for those. You know, folks, this is the best deal you could look to find a new dog or cat.
As you mentioned, you're full up. Can you tell me how many animals come through your facility annually?
Well, we take in about 7,000 animals a year between dogs and cats, and you know, a lot of those animals, thankfully, do go home. You know, a lot of folks do come looking for their pets. But we get a lot of animals that, you know, owners can no longer take care of, or strays that no one reclaims. And, you know, we run those animals through a series of health and behavior checks to make sure that we're trying to put the best canine and feline citizens out there for adoption. And then we look for folks to come in and adopt.
No one likes to think about this, but can you tell me what happens if these pets are, or these animals are not adopted out or able to find homes here in the Miami Valley?
Well, we also work with a network of rescue organizations. We work closely with the Humane Society of Greater Dayton as well as CICSA, and where we find animals that are not able to go out for direct adoption or end up with some of those difficulties, we count on our rescue partners. And actually this year we've transferred, you know, literally hundreds of animals to our rescue partners who have the ability to give those animals extra time, work with them, work with health issues, work with behavior issues to get them to where they can be adopted out to families. You know, we, like any open admission shelter, you know, we have to make some difficult choices. And unfortunately, that means that some animals aren't able to leave either because of their health condition or they're simply not safe to adopt or having a family. And that's unfortunate. But we are working diligently, and we are getting out of here every day.
You say around 7,000 come through your facility annually. How many adoptions do you handle each year?
Our what we call live release rate, which is how shelters gauge those things, roughly 70% right now for 2018 are leaving, either going back to an owner, going out to an adopted family, or being transferred to one of our rescue partners. Again, we're working on different ways to raise that number up.
The Summer of Love Adoption Special is running over the next few weeks, I understand, at least through the 14th. Is that correct?
It's running through August 14th right now, and you know, as we see how our inventory and numbers add up, that sale may be extended. We're looking for folks to come in and adopt. If there was ever a great time to adopt, now is it. And if you can't find what you're looking for here at the Animal Resource Center, we recommend folks check with our, you know, our rescue partners. The Humane Society of Greater Dayton and CICSA both have specials going on periodically. And if you can't find your best friend here, we really suggest, you know, let your fingers do the walking. All the shelters have adoptable pets that you can view online. For us, you could go to petharbor.com and not even have to leave the safety of your own home to check and see what's here and decide whether or not there's something that might float your boat.
Great. And what's your direct website where folks can get also information about what you do there at the Animal Resource Center?
County website is www.mcohio.org/animal shelter, spelled out all as one word. And folks can view various links there, as well as on our homepage, click to links to show adoptable animals, as well as animals that are stray. You know, if folks are missing their pets, we tell them, please, 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 please come check out and see if your pet is here.
Mark Kumpf with the Montgomery County Animal Resource Center. Mark, thanks for your time and good luck with this season of adoptions.
The summer of love continues. Thanks so much for having us. We look forward to meeting some folks and some new owners.